At the new Founders Trading Post store, we're focused on making you the wisest crusader in all of Crusader Land. Now, to help you with that, we've got great deals on autographed Joseph Pierce books, including the new biography of J.R.R. Tolkien, plus rotating $5 sales on my CD features and DVD movies like The Spirit of 76 and The Road to Independence. To see all the incredible sales and shop where your purchase benefits our crusade, not the rainbow flag waver that Amazon or eBay, go to mikechurch.com/shop or call us 844-527-8723.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Wednesday, June 3rd, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by Founding Father Films Publishing, featuring rare essential works like Humility of Heart and Life of Washington, put back into print and edited by Mike Church, available exclusively at mikechurch.com/books. Here's what to listen for this hour. Curfews were upped and the streets were a bit quieter last night. No dice and no convention in North Carolina for Republicans, and there is a congressional candidate in Georgia that's packing some heat. Tense moments followed New York City's 8 p.m. curfew Tuesday night after authorities took measures to reduce violence, vandalism, and looting after days of protests. City leaders had braced for another night of demonstrations, bolstering their presence and enforcing an even earlier curfew than the one implemented on Monday. The city, like others around the country, has been rocked by protests over the death of George Floyd, which happened in Minneapolis on May 25th while he was in police custody. Thousands of protesters remained in the streets hours after the new curfew, even as police enforced new roadblocks. As part of the enhanced measures, police installed checkpoints on the streets to block unauthorized vehicles. In some places, as protesters continued to march into the night, there was relative calm. But evidence of vandalism was once again visible in some parts of the New York City area. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, a fellow Democrat, called Bill de Blasio's response to the crisis a disgrace on Tuesday. This after police said they arrested about 700 protesters overnight following the first curfew in decades, which began at 11 p.m. He also said that de Blasio had refused assistance from the National Guard, which the mayor said would be unnecessary. The protesters in Los Angeles, meanwhile, dwindled significantly from their peak of thousands earlier in the day last night, but a small group was still demonstrating outside the mayor's residence hours after curfew. A heavily armed man wearing a National Guard uniform was arrested early Tuesday morning on assault weapon charges in Los Angeles. Authorities said that the suspect was dressed in National Guard apparel and he had multiple weapons on him at the time of the arrest. Officials say he's from Northern California, but he was living in the Los Angeles area. Many protesters in Washington, D.C. peacefully walked away from Lafayette Square heading north to the DuPont neighborhood. A rolling police department bike squad slowly followed them as they moved up the streets away from the White House. It was a more peaceful, quiet night than the previous few after scenes of tear gas and police clashes with protesters in the Lafayette Square area earlier this week. President Trump announced late Tuesday that Republicans are forced to seek another state to host their convention, saying North Carolina's governor was still in shelter-in-place mode, and he refused to guarantee that we can have use of the Spectrum Arena in Charlotte despite earlier assurances. The president didn't name an alternative venue. Earlier in the day, GOP officials said that they had started visiting potential alternative sites after Governor Roy Cooper, a Democrat, told them the coronavirus pandemic required them to prepare for a scaled-back event if they wanted to hold it in Charlotte. Had long planned to have the Republican National Convention in Charlotte, North Carolina, a place I love, Trump wrote on Twitter. Now, at NC, Governor Roy Cooper and his representatives refused to guarantee that we can have use of the Spectrum Arena. Spend millions of dollars, have everybody arrive, and tell them that they will not be able to gain entry. Governor Cooper still in shelter-in-place mode, not allowing us to occupy the arena as originally anticipated and promised. Would have showcased beautiful North Carolina to the world and brought in hundreds of millions of dollars and jobs for the state. Coming up, our saint of the day, tradition makes him a Christian missionary of the first century during the apostolic age. And our quote of the day, faith lifts the soul, hope supports it, experience says it must, and love says, let it be. Elizabeth Ann Seton. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Foundations Restored is the epic 17 DVD or streaming download series that completely refutes that most pernicious of modernist errors, evolution. This course is visually stunning and is presented so that lay people can arm themselves with truth in the fight against the evil that is neo-Darwinism. To order, simply use our handy ordering link, crusadechannel.com/Adam. And right now, your first two episodes are free. Order now, crusadechannel.com/Adam.
Our saint of the day is Saint Cecil. He's venerated as the patron saint of Granada, Spain, and tradition makes him a Christian missionary of the first century during the apostolic age. He evangelized the town of Elvira, Granada, and became its first bishop. He is thus considered the founder of the Archdiocese of Granada, established around 64 AD. He was Elvira's first bishop. Tradition states that he wrote some didactic treatises and that he was burned to death during the reign of Nero. He is one of the group of seven apostolic men, seven Christian clerks ordained in Rome by Saints Peter and Paul and sent to evangelize Spain. Roxy Washington, the mother of George Floyd's six-year-old daughter, addressed reporters in Minneapolis Tuesday saying she wanted justice for Floyd because he was good, and this is the proof, as she pointed to her daughter. Washington's address to the media was the first time she's spoken publicly since Floyd's death on May 25th. Washington was emotional as she stood with her daughter Gianna and her two attorneys, L. Chris Stewart and Justin Miller and Stephen Jackson, a friend of Floyd's. "I want everybody to know what these officers took," Washington said Tuesday. "Gianna does not have a father. He'll never see her grow up, graduate. He'll never walk her down the aisle. If there's a problem she's having and she needs her dad, she does not have that anymore." Tuesday's news conference came just hours after the Minnesota Department of Human Rights announced it had pressed charges against the Minneapolis Police Department, and they have opened an investigation into whether there are patterns of systemic discriminatory practices towards people of color. Well, here's a congressional candidate that you probably don't want to mess with. Congressional candidate Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia. She released a video on June 2nd in which she's holding an AR-15 and she tells Antifa, "Stay the hell out of Northwest Georgia." In addition to holding the gun, she works the action, rendering the gun locked and loaded. Her text for the video says, "Antifa has declared war on our country." Donald Trump responded by declaring them a domestic terrorist organization. On May 31st, 2020, President Trump made clear that the U.S. will be designating Antifa as a terrorist organization. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.